What up?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, let's go. That's what I'm talking about, hitting the wrong thing. So, I'm your host, none other than Tyre, a.k.a. T-Money. I represent a sports show, sports group. It's on Facebook, and it's called All We Talk Is Sports. And if you don't know, now you know, and you probably on the page anyway if you're on Facebook. But if you're on Facebook and you're looking to get in a group where everybody's talking sports, talking smacks, it's kind of like a barbershop, but, you know, due to Facebook regulations and stuff, we try to keep it clean. So it's definitely PG-13 in there, but we got 10,000 and 100 members plus. So we are blowing. Thinking we get like almost like 80 to 100 members per day. Our site been up almost 4 years, and we doing good. So if you're on Facebook and you want to talk sports, you don't want to call in your voice, you just want to be, you know, you want them keyboard rangers, come on over, check us out. Here, this is the podcast. We here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm here. To be honest, I'm still juggling. I'm still trying to figure out what's the best host for me. I've decided to go with Blog Talk Radio because I've been with Blog Talk as a member for 10 years, as a member. And I tried to come back last year, did an episode, it was smooth, got, you know, shake the rust off a little bit, but the pandemic hit. So when the pandemic hit, nothing was going on with no sports. I did this last year for the NFL playoffs, and then It was just crazy. Everything was crazy. I had a little girl in December, so I did that show. My kid was a month old, so I just focused on family life, work life, and a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm not the only one, but like a lot of you, last year this wasn't a good year. A lot of stuff happened. So, you know, the last year was just a it didn't happen. We're going to act like 2020 never happened. From now on, people are like, hey, remember 2019? Yeah, I remember that. You remember? It's no 2020. We're going right to 2021, and this is our year. And I'm your host, Ty, last name Ray, or T-Money, because I got a background in radio, and that's where I go by in the Detroit area. That's where we are. We're based in Michigan. I do have a partner. He's kind of tied up. Our average days, the normal days, the schedule that we're going to work with, we're going to go Mondays, Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m., and we're going to give you our opinion. And it's hashtag AWTIS. And that S stands for a lot of stuff. And that's just what we're going to talk. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk sneakers. We're going to talk a lot of stuff. Try not to really kick with the politics too much because, you know, politics make people very angry. So a politics is something like, yeah. Don't want to go there, but congratulations to the new president. Congratulations to the very first female vice president. You know, can't forget, black Indian female vice president. Big ups. Totally shattered the ceiling on that one. Like, I got four daughters, so it's huge. It's very huge. I'm all for it. Yes, I did vote for him, but it doesn't matter who you vote for. It's about moving forward, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to move forward. Let me see. Let me go check my phone real quick, see if I got any texts or nothing. All right. So let's get down to it. All right. Well, we're going to start off with today. We're going to talk about the games that happened yesterday. We had a lot of NBA games that happened. NBA season is in effect. Still under, not quarantine. They're not in the bubble. So people get to go home and live their lives, but they do. They have a structured protocol the NBA does. And me and Brandon talked about this earlier, and I just feel like with the money that the NBA has, why they didn't invest in vaccines for these players? They could have got with the NBA union. They could have took a poll with the players to see who would want the vaccine, who wouldn't. Now, those that didn't want the vaccine, then, yeah, you need to follow a different protocol. But I know everybody's in a rush to get back to their normal lives. So I feel like NFL, NBA, two of the hugest sports that people have been watching during this quarantine, pandemic, COVID-19 that we're going through. Sports is really what's keeping people getting by. Because considering a lot of restaurants closed, so people going bananas, You had an ex-president telling you that the vote wasn't real. That was causing people to go crazy. They felt like their life was being taken from them. All right? So they felt like everything had been taken from them. So sports is what people leaned on. The gyms was closed. And I like to work out. So I remember. So I'm going to tell you what got me through. What got me through is my little girl. She's so energetic and she's so such a busybody. I had to keep an eye on her. Keep in mind, this kid is literally 13 months now. She got like 10, 11 teeth, all right? She's looking like Stitch, trying to gobble everything in sight. So, yeah, you know, so that's what kept me going. You know what I'm saying? That's what kept me going. Hold on one second. So, all right. So, let's get into the sport. I'm sorry. Like, if you got a partner, you don't have dead airtime, all right? You got a partner sitting across from you, next to you, or on the line. They do anything. While they talking, you can do all this research. And if you think I'm lying, I'm going to tell you. My big bro, Rob Parker, you know, he with Fox Sports 1. When they do their shows, even they do it live, you're watching them. You see him on his phone. But he's talking while he's on the phone, but his partner can take over the segue. And then he can go text back. Because I used to text Rob a lot during his shows. So me being solo, I haven't mastered that gift yet. And I don't got no segue right now, no partner where I can go text. No, people texting me right now. All right. People texting me. And I turn my living room into, it's not even a studio yet, because you can hear like the sounds around this microphone. All right. So I still haven't padded it up. I had a studio in my dining room and I had to tear it all down for my little girl. So now I turn it to her play area. So I got to rebuild what I was trying to do. So that was another reason why the podcast took so long for me. But I'm finally here. I'm finally here, and we're going to do it. It's January 21st. January 21st, first episode, season 2, 2021. Just my opinion. All we talk sports. All right, so let's talk about the NBA games. And I'm disappointed. All right, I live in Michigan. I'm really excited about we're going to be soon able to bet online. I love betting. I love betting because I'm a superstitious type of person, and I think betting changed the dramatics of my team, all right? So if it's a team I really want to win, if I put money on them, they'll lose because I want them. In my heart of hearts, I want them to win. Not let's say I know this team is favored to win, so they should win. Those bets, I get those all day. I get those all day. But if a team that should win, I want them to win, they won't win. They don't win. So that I'm glad betting coming because I always make over, all right? So I can make betting a job and make a good living off of it. Nothing crazy. I couldn't be like cast at, you know, the poker players that wind up making $1 million a year just off gambling. I can say I am that good, but I don't believe it. I don't put my faith in the universe that much for me. This is like, you know what? All I'm doing is gambling is live my life to the fullest. No, that's not me. That's not me at all. But let's get down to the game. So yesterday, you had the Nets versus the Cavs. And the Cavs won in the final OT, you know. And keep in mind, people, Kyrie played, but it was his first time playing with Harden, all right? So the first time the big three was all on the floor at the same time. So they got some things to work out. But I tell you what. People's like, oh, it's all this offense and no defense. Okay? So if it's all this offense and no defense, tell me Kevin Durant had 4 blocks. Kyrie had 3 blocks. You know what I'm saying? Harden didn't. But as far as steals, you know, they put the effort there. Harden had 2 steals. Kyrie had 1. KD had 1. But the effort is there. Do they got to lock in a little bit more? Yes. We always say that Kyrie was never one that just stood out. Now, Harden, people don't say about his defense, but he always played the lanes. People don't watch. He got some quick hands, and he played the lanes. I think they will get it together. I think what caused the Nets to loss is the bench. They had, outside the starters, they scored 10 points. Joe Harris, clown of the day, because that dude making too much money. Too much money. He making too much money to be given 6 points. Now, I can't break down into the stats of what he did the last couple games. Yeah, he had 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, but you got 6 points. And this is where it goes. You shot 2 for 10. So you took 10 shots, scored 6 points. And out of those 10 shots, you took 7 3-pointers. That's no good. No good. So on that, I got to hit Joe Harris with the... That's for you, Joe. That's for you. Because that don't make any sense at all. And I'm not even buying it. That is not a good look. I don't appreciate it. And then after that, you know, after that, nobody got no clock. Well, you know, you had three other players get like 10 minutes. And Reggie Perry, he played center, whatever. He got a couple minutes. And Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown, he got a couple minutes. He used to play for the Pistons for too many years. They traded him, and voila, he didn't do much. But Bruce Brown's got to play defense. Who knows? All I know is Saxon got off for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He got off. He went absolutely bonkers for him. They had no answer for him. And it ain't for a lot because KD tried to contest a shot of his, and he busted on him. He busted three on him. But this is the beginning of the season. Harden, couple games in. Kyrie, first game back. They're going to get a rhythm. They're going to know what to do. And they're going to break it up where they ain't all locked in together where, okay, Kyrie going to play extra other minutes. Harden goes to the bench. Harden play with the second stringers. He get all his shots in, vice versa. And then they get the other guys involved. And they get a rhythm. I'm not panicking. But, of course, you know how people is. They jump on Facebook. Oh, my God. This is how the whole season going to be. This is why they're not a championship team. They can't get there because nobody plays defense. They all of them, they just taking 50 shots. Man, it's one game. One game, people. One game. Let them play 10 games in. If they act like that, then I'll agree with you. I'll give you my opinion on what I see. You know, so Cleveland, they played all right. And they got a lot of big bodies there, too. So, you know, they was, you know, Brooklyn probably was swinging through them trees trying to get all the shots they can. They lost a double overtime game. I feel like when you go to double overtime, you got to get some kind of brownie just to get to double overtime. Win or lose. You lost, you can be like, yeah. But, we went two overtime. We went two extra quarters. We didn't pull it out, but that's all right, though. So, yeah, the Nets lost 135 to 147. Heard one guy say, man, they gave up 147 points. Yeah, in double overtime. Think about it. Another team of mine that lost, I was upset about. Boston Celtics lost. Okay, Boston Celtics is not my team, okay, because I'm a Detroit Pistons Lakers fan. Like, that's how when I grew up, them the fans I was growing up. So I say my team, I do like them. I did root for them for a point of time. As you get older, you start root. As you get in radio and you get older, you start root for different teams so you can do different, you know, stuff. And when you're rooting for them, that's how it makes your job easier to talk about it because you want them to win. You're watching that player. You're excited. So you get, you know, you come here or you get on your webpage, you cop podcast, whatever you get to talk about. So when I say my team, it's not actually my team. It's a team I follow. But, Celtics lost to the 76ers, and Celtics been beating up on 76ers for quite a while. So this is another L that's really not important. It wasn't really that big, but 76ers needed it. 76ers 10-5 right now, first in the East. Celtics 8-5, third in the East. So this is going to be two teams you're going to be watching for the rest of this year, keeping a close eye on them. Boston, you know, Tatum didn't play. We got to keep that in mind. Tatum didn't play. Tatum would have played, they probably would have pulled it out. But, you know, the other guy stepped up, Walker, 19, Smart, Brown, 25-26. It's a game they could have won without Tatum, but Tatum didn't play. Keep that in mind. So, Embiid played. He had 42 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. 32 minutes. I don't even care about this dude because it's only a matter of time when he won't be playing. This dude is the ultimate glass man, 2-point whatever, because there's a lot of glass men in the league. Not in so much the NBA, but in the NFL, some glass men. But in the NBA, Embiid is glass man. This dude's never going to play every game of the season. And The Rock means ever. All right, so let me just tell you, he's not. But he had a good game. Simmons, I don't know. He had 11, 8, and 8, two steals. But you getting paid so much. Bank. I mean, you got the bag. I'm going to need you to do better than the Simmons. I'm going to need you to do better. You know, I mean, this dude only took 5 shots. You only took 5 shots? What are you doing? You won the stars. You won the star. Yes, they won. I know they won. But still, you won the star players. I'm going to need you to shoot more than 5 shots. He had 10 free throws. What if he didn't get those 10 free throws? He was 5. Dude had like 6-7 points. You somebody you paying the money that you paying to him, they give you 6 points, it's a problem. It's a problem. We're gonna keep an eye on him throughout the season, all right? That's gonna be our one to watch. We're gonna keep an eye on Simmons because you're getting paper. And I think you're on a trading block. Do not be surprised if you get traded before the deadline. Do not be surprised. All right, we got the Miami Heat and Toronto Raptors. Heat winning 2 in a row. The Heat beat the Pistons just the other night. They came back and beat the Raptors. And now I can say the Raptors are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. The Raptors, you know, they lost. I mean, the Heat, he playing well. Keep in mind, he did play from home. They was at home. So Toronto, it was a road game. But for what Toronto been the last couple years, I mean, Heat was fire last year. Heat was fire. Don't get me wrong. Heat was super fire. But they was missing Harkless. They was missing Hero. Jimmy Butler didn't play. So they missing some guys and still pull out the W. So, hey, shout out to the Miami Heat. Hey, keep doing what y'all do. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what y'all doing down there in Miami, all right? And Pistons lost yesterday. And with the Pistons, it hurt my soul. They're a young team, a lot of new faces. So I'm giving them a break. I'm not going to rag on them yet. I'm not. Unlike a lot of people, man, you got to get rid of the coach, man. It's the coach, man. He got to go. It's the coach. He's out of here. No, it's not the coach. It's not the coach. You got best play at the end of the game, but their legs was gone. They went to overtime. A lot of fouls happened in the overtime period. Put the Hawks on the line. But when you the Pistons, you be having double-digit leads going into the fourth quarter and you can't close it out, and you got veterans, y'all got to wake up. I know you got some young people playing next to you, but it's your job to put the young person on game. I know adrenaline takes over, but I'm just not going to panic yet. The only thing I am panicking about is that record with the Pistons. I'm definitely panicking about that record because that record is not looking good at all. I mean, they got like – how many losses they got? 11 losses or something like that. They got too many to count. I don't want to count how many losses they got. But Pistons. Yeah. That being 3-11, not a good look. The Hawks 7-7. And to be honest, I thought the Hawks would have a better record than what they have. So they danced around 500. But, you know, they still seventh place. The Pistons, 15th in the East. 15th. That is flat out ugly. The Clippers beat the Kings last night. Kawhi, he had a nice game, 32 points, 6 steals, 5 assists. Oh, if Peter watched the game, man, you see that one game when he took the ball from Fox, he had both hands on it and snatched that bad boy up, man. That was some hardcore strength. Went back the other way and then bust the three. Man, the claw, man. NBA Finals this year have to be Clips versus the Lakers. And I'm going to root for the Clips. Because even though I'm a Lakers fan, true and blue, I haven't been a Lakers fan since LeBron signed with the Lakers. We'll talk about that at another time. But, yeah, since he signed, I have not been a fan. Let's reach out. Let's reach out to someone, see if we can get a friend in. If we get a friend in real quick. 2-3. We're going to call Brandon real quick. Now, he couldn't join the show, but we're going to call him. We can see if he want to talk. It's ringing. Let's see. Let's See if he answers. He's probably too busy.
Please leave your message for 734239.
Okay. Whew, that's too much. I don't want none of the, audience to give him a call. But, yeah, so we're going to give him a call, see if he had any input in. We would do this every show, right? We're going to call some random people up and see what they take on their favorite teams. We got random questions, all that. So, listen, on this show, we just want to have fun. You can call here. You can say what you like. You can give me somebody you want to call to hit him with a quiz. By the summer, we're going to be doing giveaways, all the stuff. So this is just a kickoff show. This is the season premiere of Just My Opinion. Brought to you by All We Talk Is Sports. All right. So tonight, I'm sorry, I ain't finished the NBA. Oh, look at me. Look at me. See, that's why I need my partners. I got stuff in order. You know what I'm saying? So the Mavericks, they won. They beat the Pacers 124 to 112. Orlando Magic over the Timberwolves by a point, 96-97. And you had the Phoenix Sun beat the Houston Rockets 109-103. Let's check out the Houston Rockets. Now, Houston Rockets, it's a player that I like to keep my eye on. And his name is Woods. He played with the Pistons. His name is Wood. And he had 20 points, 11 rebounds, okay? I'm so sad that the Pistons, they didn't give up on him. I think they was afraid. I think they didn't want to give him the money they gave him. But I think we should have kept him. I mean, if we had him at center and then with the other guys we got, we'd probably be a different boat right now. Not saying we'd be all world, but we'd be in a different boat right now. Could Woods grab rebounds and score? And Blake, Blake ain't played like in 2 years, and he's just getting his legs back up under him. So, I mean, we're going to keep an eye on the Pistons. Pistons my squad, so you're going to hear me talk a little bit about the Pistons. Not too much. I'm not going to talk too much about the Pistons, but I will because I live in Michigan. Games that was postponed of Wizards, Hornets, Grizzly Trailblazers. And the Hornets is a team we're going to talk about because they got the rookie Melo Ball playing with them. So I follow those guys too. I want to see where their career go. And I think LeVar did an excellent job with his boys. So I follow them, and we're going to follow them together. When one of the Ball boys play, we're going to, you know, kick out their stacks. Today, on the agenda for today, you got Lakers versus Bucks, 7:30. Pelicans, one of the Ball boys play there, against the Jazz tonight. 10 o'clock, we got Nets and Warriors going off at 10 o'clock. So Lakers and Bucks would be a great game, 7:30 game. Lakers need this game to prove a point. Bucks, you know, they're going to come out hard. Bucks been playing hard. But this is game Lakers. So I am looking next time we talk. We're going to get into that. So those are three games I have highlighted. I have those games highlighted. And I will be I'm not going to even say I'm watching the Lakers game, Lakers-Milwaukee. Because, you know, this is wrong for me to say, but Milwaukee kind of boring. I mean, you got Greek Freak playing, and you watch him when he get the ball, okay, he got to drive. He about to drive. He's like a LeBron 2.0. He's going to drive. Now he's trying to shoot some three-pointers. And then you got Middleton. Okay, he might bust a shot. But then after that, it's like refried beans, you know. I'm not really feeling it. This is a game that I'm probably not watching. The Pelicans Jazz, if you're a fan of basketball, that's going to be a game you like to see, Pelicans Jazz, for real. That'll be a game you like to see. All right, we're down to the five-minute mark. I know we got NFL coming this weekend. We got some huge games, but I'm not going to talk about them yet. Maybe I'll get into it tomorrow. I might get into it tomorrow about the games. You know what? Or I could do a Saturday show. I have the schedule. I have a co-host on Mondays and Wednesdays. We haven't talked about the weekends yet, but what I would like to do is be here 5 days a week for y'all. I would like to. And if you don't catch the show live, you can go hit the link on my Facebook page, or you can go to Ty Ray on Facebook, hit the link because my page is public, and you can listen, or you can go to Facebook, Are We Talking Sports, hit the link, and if you replay it, you can listen to some of the older episodes. I wouldn't advise it because I was talking about other stuff, so I wouldn't advise you listening to the older episodes, but this is here. Once I set it up, you can listen to it whenever you feel, all right? Whenever. So right now in the NFL, they got a lot of different coaching changes going on. The Lions just hired a head coach, a defensive coordinator, a GM. Now, I don't have all the facts on how that happened. Like, the GM was hired, but then the coach was already hired within a day or so. Like, did the GM pick the coach, or did they pick the coach and put him with the GM? I'm not sure about all that, but it's kind of unorthodox on how it happened. It was. So I'm kind of, like, trying to check that out. All right, in big news today, the Steelers have signed Haskins. They have signed former Washington football quarterback Dwayne Haskins to a future contract. And the reason why, because that sounds all right. He got the talent, just not mature. But if he got all the tools and Ben is on his way out, that's a good pickup. Because them other two quarterbacks that's behind Ben ain't it. And that's to y'all Steeler fans, say what you want. Those two quarterbacks that's behind Ben ain't it. They scrapped. They squoze out a couple games last year when he was out for the whole year, but teams didn't have film on him. This year they have film on them guys. It was nothing happening unless Ben was in there. All right. So let's just be real. So, you know, Haskins, he got released, and he's a 15 overall pick in 2019. So the dude got the tools there. I mean, so he's going to be a first-round pick regardless. I hope. And, you know, he's a young guy, and I hope he don't blow it away. We have seen too many people in all sports get to the league and blow their future away. And when you get there, you can actually have a future. You're doing what you grew up loving to do, and you can make a good living off of it. Well, you not got to bust your tail and go work for somewhere for $12, $13, $14 an hour and live check to check. You got a job that you can do what you love to do, play, make a great living, you know, create some great investments, set up a nice gold nugget for when you get ready to call it quits, and then still get a nice check when you retire if you make it, you know, 8 or 9, 10 years in either league. I don't know what these people think. I don't know. I'm not gonna say nothing, but that's why when I look at the ball boys, I think they got their heads on shoulder. I mean, They got their head on correctly, and I think their dad led them in the right way. He carried himself. I mean, he's flamboyant and all that stuff, but I think he leads his path the way he should. So yeah, so the Steelers signed Haskins. I'm gonna have to break that on my Facebook and find out how people feel about that. But I think it's a good sign. I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan at all. I'm not. So we'll keep an eye on that. Mahomes, he took some snaps in today's practice. He's still on the protocol. And all we got to do is keep our fingers crossed, because I tell you what, if you like me, you're not watching no game if Mahomes ain't in it. You know, you might just go ahead and get the Bills the game. Even though Henny is a vet, 35 years old quarterback, he's solid. But do you absolutely think he gonna get past the Bills? Hey, I mean, he could. It's a possibility. But I feel if Henny get KC past the Bills, it shows the Bills wasn't really that good if they let a backup quarterback beat them. You know, so if I'm the Bills, I want to play the best. I need your best to be on the field so we can play our best and prove we're the best. Could we beat the best? We, you know, you beat the chance. And I don't see the NFL not letting Mahomes play. I don't. So that wraps up the show. I want to thank y'all for coming here today. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all here with me, and I appreciate that. I will put my schedule out for the podcast on my page, on this page, Blog Talk Radio, and on Facebook, Always Talking Sports. I'm your boy, Ty Ray. Thank you again. 3 strikes and I'm out. That's how we get down. I'm out, right? Yeah, I'm out. Let's do it.